It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, your second outdoor report of the 3 o'clock hour. Usually we don't have time to get to this because, I'll just blame it on Steve. He flaps his gums. All right, no, it's not all his fault. But we do have time to get to this, and this is a tip for you. We were talking a little bit earlier about the wind. And, of course, you need to use the wind and pay attention to the wind when you're setting up in your deer, you know, setting up where your blind's going to be. Some places, especially for permanent blinds, you know, shacks and things like that, well, you just don't have a good wind setup. Blows right into the travel corridor. You can pretty much forget about it at that point. However, you can use the wind to your advantage when we have non-typical winds. When we have winds that are not typically predominant for our area, which generally speaking, for most of the UP, we're talking north, northwest, or westerly winds. That's what we have most of the time. Now, if you are right on the shoreline of Lake Superior or Lake Michigan, you'll get onshore winds even when you have westerly flows or something like that. That's very, very common. But for the most part, if you're away from the lake, you're going to see north, northwest, or westerly winds. That's typically how I always set up most of my tree stands for bow hunting especially. Rifle hunting, you have a chance to do something different. Deer will use different winds to travel in different directions and through areas they normally wouldn't. Maybe to look for food, for instance. Or maybe to try and keep a buck off of their tail if it's a doe in heat. Try to keep them at bay just a little bit longer. So take that in consideration. If you have some draws, you have some funnels in the topography, set up on top of those hills where the deer are going to move into or quartering into the wind where they normally wouldn't. Now we're going to have a south wind starting tonight and tomorrow morning. So think about it maybe even for tomorrow morning. Think about your general area where you usually sit and how maybe, you know what, maybe your usual spot isn't the right spot for a south wind. But is there anywhere right around you that you could try, that you normally wouldn't? Just a thought, something to think about. If you're out there in the deer blind right now, or if you are a successful deer hunter, especially kids, please don't hesitate to call us. 227-8888.